I'm Bill O'Reilly. Friday, December 18th, 2020, you are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. 1 week before Christmas, there is big trouble in media land. Newsrooms across the country firing employees, newspapers going bankrupt, TV ratings down double digits across the board. According to the Pew Research firm, employment at media outlets down 23% this year. More than 27,000 jobs have disappeared. Last year, the entire business in the media consisted of 200,000 full-time employees. Since President Trump's inauguration in 2017, ratings are down at MSNBC, NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, CNN, about 17% for CNN. Since Election Day, Fox News down big in the ratings. So all the TV news operations are suffering. The question then becomes, what's causing the rapid decline? The answer is simple. It's all about money. The bosses have made a choice. They believe attacking or praising President Trump 24 hours a day was good for business. But what happens when the president leaves Washington? What will replace him on TV news? Coverage of Joe Biden? Come on. All the Trump stuff has fueled a rapid decline in loyalty among many American viewers. Recent studies show 45% think the media has gotten more biased, citing fake news and anonymous sources for their distrust. Twice as many young adults, ages 18 to 34, blame partisan bias for their media dissatisfaction. The decline of once great network franchises is not limited to the evening news. Since the days of Johnny Carson, late-night television viewership has collapsed. The CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert currently leads in late-night ratings with just 3.5 million viewers, long way from Carson, who averaged 10 million viewers a night. I doubt anyone's going to care that much when this current crop of news anchors and comics disappear from the airwaves. It's not going to be like Walter Cronkite and Johnny Carson. In a moment, listeners, sound off. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. When you're writing to me, please include your name and town. So let's begin with Eldon in Chandler, Oklahoma. Bill, do you feel that on the 6th of January, we could have a brokered electoral college in Congress? Eldon, that's 1 million to 1 shot. 1 million to 1. The election is over. The states have certified. It is not going to change. On January 20th, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. Now, I know people make money, they peddle these theories that this could happen or that could happen, but we do not do that here on the O'Reilly Update. Richard in Indiana, I truly believe the elections were fraudulent and that the regime has been controlling the Democratic Party, has instilled corrupt practices in our elections to where we will not have a fair election again. You say we need to vote these people out to get rid of them, But how do you vote them out if the elections are fraudulent? Richard, if you analyze the vote on November 3rd, you'll see that the Republicans made gains everywhere, except in the White House. They picked up seats in the House. They picked up governorships. They picked up state legislatures. So there was fraud, the write-in ballots, I believe. No doubt in my mind that happened. But it isn't across the board. So if there is an uprising against the far left and corrupt people within the Democratic Party, and I believe there may be in 2 years, that might happen. Republicans could take the House. Then the country changes. Joseph in Lancaster, California, there are elected district attorneys that will not prosecute the bad guy, so how can legal means be used to right wrongs? Well, you got a guy in L.A., Gascon, who's not going to enforce the law at all. So the only thing you can do if you're a crime victim, Joseph, is file a civil lawsuit. But there is a collapse of justice in L.A., in New York, in Chicago, in Seattle, in Portland, in Philadelphia. It's really depressing. Ryan, in Texas, do you believe Donald Trump could announce his 2024 run on Inauguration Day? I don't believe he'll do that. That would not be a classy move, in my opinion. Finally, Jimmy in Princeton, Texas, on COVID. Bill, any word on the percentage of what age group is dying the most? I've heard or read that it's the assisted living people. If true, why shut down the entire country and put people in financial ruin? Well, this has been going on, this debate, Jimmy, as you know, for almost a year now, since COVID hit in January. The problem is, yes, older people die the most by a wide margin, but hospitals have to treat so many people with COVID, they can't handle it. So all of us have to cooperate, because this is a serious situation. I don't believe in shutdowns, but you've got to be cautious. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by putting it together. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, and please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. Great gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Years ago, I fought and we won, proudly won, the war on Christmas. Remember that? Secularists were attacking the federal holiday. And in some places across the country, stores were telling their employees, you cannot say Merry Christmas. Well, on the Fox News Channel, I launched a campaign and we largely stopped the madness by exposing the bad guys. I named the stores that were terrorizing people saying Merry Christmas. Anyway, the federal holiday Christmas just a week away now. 2.2 billion people on all seven continents will celebrate. So how did all this happen? The Jewish preacher Jesus was born sometime around 4 BC. Jesus began his ministry in his late 20s. Before that, he and his father, Joseph, were stone cutters in a small hamlet called Nazareth. At the time the Romans crucified Jesus in 33 AD, he had less than 2,000 followers. Well, that number swelled to 50,000 by the first century, 5 million by the fifth century, and 100 million by the Middle Ages. In 2020, as I said, 2.2 billion Christians are divided among hundreds of denominations. The Catholic Church comprises 1.3 billion, followed by Anglicans at 110 million and Baptists at 105 million. The name Jesus is the single most Googled search word in the world. He remains the most famous human being to ever walk the earth. And that happened 2,000 years ago. It is an amazing story, and I chronicle it in my book, Killing Jesus, which is a history of the man, no religion in Killing Jesus. And if you really want to know how the Christmas phenomenon happened, you got to know about the man, Jesus. Christmas is a national holiday in more than 100 countries around the world, and now here in the USA, we can say Merry Christmas with no hesitation. Now this.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.